This is the User Adoption Podcast. I'm Henrik de Geer. Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. Great to be on your User Adoption Podcast. Thanks for inviting me. My name is Maile Ostalay, and I am the CEO of Smart Finds Marketing. Smart Finds is a 35-year-old award-winning marketing agency from the Detroit metro area. As you can imagine, after all this time in marketing and in technology, especially the ever-changing world of internet and technologies that we experience on a daily basis, we have quite a bit of knowledge and experience. I think we generally tend to find that history has a way of helping us understand the future and prepare for future possibilities.
How are you involved with user adoption?
As an industry author and a guest speaker, I can tell you that I have developed talking points that are important when it comes to business and technologies. I call these my four A's of digital marketing, although to be perfectly honest with you, you could use this across any segment of business nowadays. And what these four A's include is 1, anticipate change, 2, accept change, 3, adapt to change, and 4, adopt the changes. And what this essentially means is that in business, we must accept, and that's probably the hardest of the four A's, that there will be change. And the sooner we can adopt these changes, the sooner we can continue to stay ahead of the competition. And what I mean by ahead of the competition is I'm referring to the fact that this is not just price competition, it's also in this world being found competition. In other words, how competitive are you in terms of staying ahead of the trends and equally being found by the users that you want to target? If you consider the book Crossing the Chasm, and this is a book by Jeffrey Moore, he talks about there being early adopters on one end of the spectrum and there are late adopters on the other end of the spectrum. Being an early adopter in today's business is a much better idea, as you can imagine. It's just the longer you wait to accept change, the longer you wait to adopt these changes, the less likely you are to stay relevant in today's marketplace. So when we think of user adoption, this context of all these changes going on, we have to put into perspective how users become acclimated to a product or service and whether or not they're going to continue to use that product or service. So as a business, what this means is you have to stay ahead of the trends and implement them. And while you're doing that, you have to be able to measure and research your adoptions to understand how the end users are being affected. Are they going to continue to use your product and service, in other words? So in the world of digital marketing, we are constantly working towards getting fast user adoption by showing that there's value for less effort. That's ultimately the goal of user adoption. In other words, show the value, make sure that the user doesn't have to put a lot of effort behind it, and thereby they're more likely to continue using your product and service.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
So, Henrik, I'm going to break this up into 3 sections. The first I'm going to say is I want to applaud Walmart because they have become the first large corporation to embrace the metaverse and engage in the metaverse. And I think this is important to mention when it comes to user adoption, although albeit perhaps in this case, Walmart is the user that has quickly adopted and become an early adopter, I should say, into a technology or a segment of the internet, being the metaverse. So I think this is important to mention. I think it's important to include this as part of a success story when it comes to user adoption. The other thing is, considering last week was Amazon's Prime Day, I would say that another success story in this case is Amazon's Prime membership. So let's think about this. So Amazon's Prime membership talks about the fact that there is free shipping, assuming you have an annual membership. Now, that free shipping is actually perceived value. And that perceived value has attracted millions of people to Amazon. It has attracted millions of people to becoming an Amazon Prime member. And it doesn't seem to make a difference whether or not Amazon's website requires more effort against the perceived value of the Prime membership. And so when it comes to user adoption and millions of people engaging in a success story here, I would say that Amazon's Prime membership is an interesting one to keep in mind as it relates to how people perceive and how they use Amazon's services in this case. Now, when it comes to challenges, I would say that the biggest challenge seems to be measuring the success of the user adoption strategy. While many businesses find ways to measure results, where I think there's an issue is they tend to think of the measurement and the implementation of the measurement process as a rare event. In other words, they go through the process, they finish it up, they implement it, and they think that it's time to stop. Now, it's the exact opposite. The fact is the measurement process is a cycle and it repeats continually. It has no endpoint. And that's the same across anything that's going on in today's world of the internet with technologies is that, including marketing, is there is no endpoint. You just find a budget, you find a, make the time to accept that this is going to keep going.
What advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Henrik, I would say I'd like to piggyback on my last answer and suggest that businesses must make user adoption a permanent process in their ongoing activities. If you think about it, I'm going to throw some different terminologies into this answer here. Digital disruption is what is driving the ongoing digital transformation. I know there's a lot of digital in what I just said, but digital disruption and digital transformation is ongoing. And that kind of goes along with what I just was talking about in terms of this is a never-ending process. Businesses have to accept that there is a state of permanent change. And I guarantee you this is going to be a hard one for most people to swallow. But this permanent change is what's going to lead the way to be competitive. And I think if we think about that competitive nature, in other words, that's not just price competition, but it's about being found. It's about your marketing. It's your brand. It's about being relevant. But it's also about whether or not users are willing to engage with you ongoing. In other words, not just a one-time thing. So user adoption process, I think, is what's important. So let me just add one more thing about digital disruption. So when we talk about digital disruption as a state of permanent change, we're also suggesting that there are several elements to this concept or this topic. This includes change management, digital adoption, experience management, and finally, user adoption management. And so in today's world, these are all the elements that are, that a business is being thrown at and has to figure out how to manage the process and manage these different segments of digital disruption. At the end of the day, this is reality. This is the world we live in now. This is the world we're going to be living in, especially, let's say, for the next 10 plus years. It's important for businesses just to engage. Don't try to stop it. Don't try to push back, because by pushing back, you're delaying the inevitable. By pushing back, you're becoming less competitive. By pushing back, you are becoming less relevant. So just figure out how to make it work instead of trying to stop from making it working.
Where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Henrik, I think the best way to touch base with me about user adoption and the work that we do in this segment would be to just reach out to me by LinkedIn. By doing so, I can tell you that I have over 17,000 connections. I'm able to support my first level connections by liking and commenting on their activities. I do have one caveat if you're doing this, is please tag me on your post, because that's the best way for me to be notified that you'd like me to engage. As you can imagine, with a large network, it's hard to prioritize everybody. So tagging me is probably the best way to do this. As you can imagine, my name is unique. I can be found, you know, on Google through any search, and on LinkedIn through any search. My name is Maley, which is spelled M as in Mary, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, I, H, and my last name is Aztele, and that's spelled O, Z as in Zebra, T as in Tom, A L A Y. Of course, I invite everybody to come to our agency's website. You can find us at smartfindsmarketing.com, and that's finds plural, F-I-N-D-S. Thank you very much, and was great to be on your show.
For more episodes like this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com and check out the book found at useradoptionbook.com. Thanks again.